Caveat emptor. It was 4 days later, and the summer heat had returned in full force, when Billy tied the two old mules to the sick poplar tree to paint them. In one pocket he had a tin of black shoe polish, in the other a boiled egg. The mules groaned, their old bones creaked and popped. They had been gray in their prime, but were now faded white as snow. With their long mule ears, they looked like a couple of overgrown Easter rabbits. At this age, they were next to worthless. He had traded the moldy harness for them. Three crows watched him through the worm-eaten yellow leaves above, shifting and rattling their wings. He looked up at them and winked. He had sent Charles up to town in search of black fabric dye, but still no sign of him, and he would have to make do without it if they were going to get to the auction on time. Fabric dye or no, he was going to work magic on these mules. Billy's kit sat at the base of the tree, an old lunch pail, once painted red, with a lid on rusted hinges. In it, in order to cover up nearly any shortcoming or ailment a horse might suffer, were various colors of thread, wads of cotton, green coffee beans, a carved-up piece of ginger root, castor oil, a metal file. Vials of carbolic acid, quinine, a box of Epsom salts, wool to stuff the ears of an excitable horse, cocaine to inspire a lazy one, linseed oil for a heaver, arsenic, of which a knife's edge could sometimes work wonders, but you had to be careful. A few grains too many and you had a dead horse on your hands. He lifted the lid and fished out a hypodermic needle and the metal file. Then he took the egg and the shoe polish out of his pockets and set them on the ground. He stepped back and studied the mules. One of them was already dozing, head bobbing. Billy nudged his shoulder. "Need a cup of coffee, old boy?" He checked his watch, a cheap watch with another man's initials on it, taken his boot in a trade. What was keeping Charles? 4 days since the black mare punted him into the fence, and he was still in a fog. He had been lucky, that was for sure. It should have been a hell of a lot worse. The mare had been vicious as a rattlesnake that day, and ever since. She was out there now in the corner of the pasture watching him.